بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our 11th session of our 12 session course. So this will be next to the last session. In the session today, let me see. Now, this is session number 11, reading from the Sharh, Kitab al-Durus al-Lughat al-Arabiyya li-ghayr al-Natiqin biha, al-Juz al-Awwal, yani the explanation of the lessons in Arabic language for non-Arabic speakers, first volume or book 1, al-Kitab al-Awwal, authored by Dr. Fa Abdurrahim, and the explanation by Al-Ustadh Hussain ibn Ahmed ibn Abdullah Ali Ali, who is al-mudarris bi-mahad ta'lim al-lughat al-arabiyya bil-jami'a islamiyya. This explanation is authored by the Ustadh Hussain ibn Ahmed ibn Abdullah Ali Ali, and he is a teacher at the Arabic Language Institute Islamic University in Medina. We have been covering the brief explanations, Arabic explanations, of the main grammatical points from the Medina Book 1, Al-Juz al-Awwal. And today, inshallah, we're going to be doing lesson number 21, which is a review of some, or maybe most, of the main grammatical points that we covered up until now. Pretty much any the entire book, because after this lesson, we only have two lessons remaining, which we'll take next week, بإذن الله تعالى. That is lessons 22 and 23, which actually is a review also, but it's a review specifically of the various categories of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, yani diptotes. So today this is a review of most of the main grammatical points that we have taken in the level 1 course, and next week will also be a review, but it's specifically a review of the various categories of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf, which we have taken in this course. So pretty much we've covered all of the grammatical points that are going to be covered in level 1 up until now. And this session today and next week's session, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, are actually intended to be reviews. They're intended to be reviews. So before we start with the lesson for today, normally we do a review of what we had in the previous sessions, but because this review is kind of quite detailed, just for the sake of time, I want to get right into it. Before we do that, though, I want to mention to those of you who are living in areas, in regions where there is this, daylight savings time manipulation of the clock, okay? Please make a note that next Sunday will be the first day of the change of the time on the clocks for daylight savings time. Next Sunday at 12 o'clock or 2 a.m. or whatever time they change the clock, it will happen on next Sunday, but it'll happen during the night. So next Sunday's class, if you are subject to the changing of the time and your clock is going to be advanced from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock or from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock or whatever time you change the clock before you go to sleep, or in the morning, then the class is going to still be at the same time it is now, yani meaning after Salatul Dhuhr. But Salatul Dhuhr, instead of being at 12 o'clock or around that time, 12 o'clock or something like that, it's going to be around 1 o'clock. Okay, so right now we're having the class starting at 1 o'clock, yani after Dhuhr prayer. So if you're in a daylight savings time zone, then the time for the prayer is going to be on the clock 1 hour later. So instead of 12:15, it's going to be 1:15. So our class is going to start at 2 o'clock. Next week, inshallah, the class will start after Dhuhr, at 2 p.m. If you're not in a daylight savings time zone, then everything will be at the same time it is right now. We'll be praying. You'll be praying at your normal hour, and the class will be, at its normal time. Okay, so I know this is somewhat confusing. It is for me every year, but in any case, the point is that next week in daylight savings time zones, they will be yani advancing the clock 1 hour. So instead of us praying at 12:15, we'll be praying at 1:15 or 1:30 or whatever, and the class will start at 2 p.m. Otherwise, if you're not in the daylight saving time zone, then everything will be just as it is right now. No change in the time. All right. And hopefully I'll mention that again at the end of the class for anybody who may join us late. And if you know anybody who's with us in the class, please yani remind one another of the changing of the times on the clocks for those people who are in daylight savings time zones. Okay, let's get right into this lesson right now. Today, inshallah, as I mentioned, we're going to be doing lesson 21 of the Sharh, which is on pages 33 and 34. So we'll read the lesson and we'll highlight and underline or make note of yani any words that are new words. We'll translate all of the examples in the lesson. Rather, we'll translate the whole lesson, but we want to focus on the examples particularly in terms of yani making sure that you have translated them correctly. And then we're going to review the Arabic text from the original Medina Book 1. The Arabic text, which comes on in the original Medina Book 1, comes on pages 114 and 115. Now, so we're going to first do the Sharh, and then we're going to look at the Arabic text, and we're going to analyze the Arabic text in light of yani all the things that are to be reviewed in this review lesson today. All right. So, a couple of things that I want to note as we enter into lesson 21. I want to note that not all of the grammatical points that we covered in the Medina Book 1 course, not everything is mentioned in this review, lesson 21, this review lesson. So there are a couple of grammatical points that are not singled out as yani points of grammar, of review in this particular lesson, but some examples of them may have come in the course of the Sharh. So when those examples come for those things, even though they are not singled out as a grammatical point in this lesson, we're going to make note of them. So for example, there's the subject of the Badal, yani the word that serves as a substitute for another word. And this Badal that we studied in Medina Book 1 is the Badal where you have an ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun. Hadhihi, thalika, tilka, ha'ulai, ulaika. When you have an ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun, followed by a noun with alif lam. This subject is covered in lesson 8, the Badal. It's not singled out here in this review lesson. But there is one example of a Badal in this review lesson. I'll point it out when we come to it. Second thing, the ism, al-ism al-maqsoor, yani the noun that ends with alif, alif mamduda or alif maqsoora, yani the alif that's written straight up and down like the number 1, or the alif that's written like the ya at the end of a word without its two dots. The noun that ends with this alif, alif mamduda or alif maqsoora, is known as al-ism al-maqsoor. And this type of noun, you don't see the sign of i'rab, you don't see the dhamma, kasra, fatha on the end of the word. This is covered in lesson 8. It is not singled out in this review lesson. There are some examples of ism maqsoor in the Arabic text from the original Medina Book 21. I'll point them out when we read the Arabic text on page 114 and 115. Also, the plurals that are taken in lesson 13, that is the masculine and feminine sound plural and broken plural, are not singled out in this lesson, but there are examples of them in the Sharh and in the Arabic text in the original Medina Book. When we come to them, inshallah, I'll try to point out some of them, if not all of them. Also, the jam of ghayr aqil, yani the plural for nouns which are irrational or non-intelligent, which is covered in lesson 16 primarily and followed up in lesson 17, it is also not singled out in this Sharh. It's not singled out here, but there are some examples of غير عاقل plurals in the Sharh and in the Arabic text in the original Medina Book. Inshallah, we'll point them out as we come to them. The next thing that is not singled out in this lesson are adverbs, yani the ظرف المكان and ظرف الزمان, the adverb of place and the adverb of time. is also not singled out as a grammatical point in this review lesson. So that those are covered in various places throughout Medina Book 1. The Dharf al-Makan is mentioned in Lesson 5, Lesson 8, Lesson 9, and Lesson 10. There are examples of Tahta, Amama, Khalfa, Inda, and Ma'a. And the Dharf al-Zaman, examples of it are given in Lesson 15, Qabla and Ba'da, before and after. Okay, so these Dhuruf, adverbs of place and adverb of time, are not singled out in this review lesson. So, if we come across any of them, inshallah, in the Sharh or in the Arabic text from the original Medina book, inshallah, we'll point them out. And finally, Al-Asma Al-Khamsa, which two examples are given, Ab and Akh, are given in Lesson 15 in the original Medina book. This is also not singled out in the Sharh. So, these are things that are not singled out in the Sharh. Any examples that come, we will just identify them so that we benefit from that. Yani, there may be some examples under a different topic. Those, if we come across those examples, inshallah, we'll mention them. Again, the Bedel from Lesson 8 is not singled out. Ism Maksur from Lesson 8 is not singled out in the Sharh. The plurals, sound plurals and broken plurals from Lesson 13 are not singled out. The plural for غير عاقل nouns in Lesson 16 and 17 is not singled out. And the ظروف, yani the ظرف, المكان and زمان, adverbs of place and time, are not singled out. And the أسماء الخمسة are not singled out. So these are points that are covered in Medina Book 1, but they are not included in this review Lesson 21. They are not covered. There may be some examples of most of them in the Sharh or in the original lesson that we're going to read today. When we come to them, we'll point them out. So, what are the things that are singled out in this lesson? Are number one, the Asma al-Ishara that came in Lesson 1 and 2 and 6 and 7, and also the plurals came in Lesson 13. Yani demonstrative pronouns. The second thing, personal pronouns and possessive pronouns that came in, began in Lesson 4, and then they came in Lesson 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, yani throughout, yani the second part of the book. They are singled out here, yani the pronouns, the ma'ir. As well, also covered in this sharh, yani singled out, is the na'at and man'ut, that's point number 10. The mudhaf and mudhafin ilayhi, that's point number 11. The mubtada and khabar, that's point number 12. The muthanna, that's point number 13. The numbers, adad, that's point number 14. And harf jar, point number 15. All of these things are covered here. Yani they are singled out and examples are given in the sharh here. So, the way the sharh is, yani the review here, lesson 21, the way it's set up is that, yani various grammatical points numbered from 1 through 15 are singled out. The grammatical point is mentioned and then examples are given. So, there are 15, yani points of grammar that are singled out here. Some of them, a number of them, are asma al-ishara. Yani singular, plural, for near and far, asma al-ishara. And some of them are pronouns, singulars and plurals, yani masculine and feminine pronouns. So a lot of the points here, the first 9 points, are just yani related to demonstrative pronouns and personal and possessive pronouns. The first 9 points are just that. The remaining points are other grammar points. Okay, so we'll see, yani, besides the demonstrative pronouns and personal and possessive pronouns, we'll also see maybe 6 more grammatical points that are covered in Medina Book 1 from the main grammatical points of Medina Book 1. We'll see them covered, and then the ones that are not covered in the Sharh, inshallah, some examples came of some of them. We'll point them out as we come to them. We'll point them out as we come to them in the Sharh or in the original text from Medina Book 1 for Lesson 21. Okay, I hope inshallah now we have an outline of what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be looking point by point at different grammatical points that came in this Medina 1 course. Different grammatical points. We're going to be looking at them one by one. And each one, when we look at it, we're going to look at examples. And we're going to analyze those examples to see the grammatical points that came in them. And then after that, After we finish those 15 points and the examples at the end of this lesson, we're going to go to the Arabic text from the original Medina Book 1, and we're going to read that text that these examples came from. Okay, so this text is a text that covers a large number of the main grammatical points from Medina Book 1. It doesn't cover every grammatical point. The points that are not covered, inshallah, we're going to try to highlight them if we see any examples of them. Okay, let's read from the Sharh of Medina Book 1. Page 33. Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna. Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna. Under the title it says, Hada Ad-Darsu Muraja'atun Liba'adi Ad-Durusi As-Sabiqati. Hada Ad-Darsu Muraja'atun لبعد الدروس السابقة. يعني this lesson, هذا الدرس, and by the way, this is a بدل construction. اسم إشارة followed by a noun with ألف لام. هذا الدرس, this lesson, okay, is مراجعة, a review, لبعد, for some, الدروس of the lessons السابقة that has proceeded. Some of the, yani, preceding lessons. This is a review, as it's mentioned here, for some, بعد الدروس السابقة. Yani, it's not a review of everything that we covered in Medina Book 1, but it is a review of some of the things that we covered in Medina Book 1. Naam. So, let's look at number one. The first thing, Danny, the first, second, third, and fourth point are all dealing with demonstrative pronouns. Number one, two, three, and four are all dealing with demonstrative pronouns. Ism ishara. Yani for qareeb, for ba'id, for mudhakkar, and for mu'annath. Alright? So, number one, asma'u al-isharati lil qareebi al-mudhakkari. Asma' al-ishara, yani the nouns used for pointing, or the demonstrative pronoun, للقريب, for that which is near, المذكر, and that which is masculine. So we also have, in addition to أسماء الإشارة للقريب, we have للبعيد, for things which are far. And in addition to المذكر, masculine, we also have feminine. So this one we're looking at here is the اسم إشارة for things which are قريب, that which is near, and that which is masculine. What is that ism ishara for al-qareeb, al-mudhakkar? It is hadha, which we had in lesson number one. Alright, so they give us examples of the ism ishara for things which are near, not far, not ba'id, and things which are masculine, not feminine, mu'annath. Okay? Al-qareeb, al-mudhakkar. And that ism ishara that's used for things which are near is hadha, hadha. And the examples they gave us, hadha, Fasluna. This is our fasl, our classroom. The next one, هذا مكتب المدرس. هذا مكتب المدرس. This is the مكتب, the desk of the teacher. The next one, هذا محمد. هذا محمد. This is محمد, يعني a man or a boy, a male name, Muhammad. And finally, هَذَا مُدَرِّسُنَا. هَذَا مُدَرِّسُنَا. This is our teacher. Before we go on to number two, I want to note a couple of things. The first thing is that each one of these examples is a جملة اسمية, a nominal sentence, which is composed of a مُبْتَدَى and a خَبَر. Okay, the ism ishara hadha is the mubtada in each of these examples, and then it's followed by a khabar. Okay, so please note that these are examples of what? The jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar. And we're going to see one of the points of grammar that we're going to cover in this review is, yani, the point of grammar related to, yani, mubtada and khabar. That's going to be point number 12 on the next page, mubtada and khabar. But these are examples of mubtada and khabar. Alright, a mubtada is the subject and the khabar is what you want to say about it, the predicate. Okay, the next point number two, asma'u al-isharati للقريب المؤنث. أسماء الإشارة للقريب المؤنث. The previous one was للقريب المذكر. This one للقريب المؤنث. And this is اسم إشارة that's used to point to things which are near. القريب المؤنث feminine is هذه. هذه we had in lesson 6. Okay, هذا is in lesson 1. هذه is in lesson 6. Examples of the demonstrative pronoun used for pointing to things which are near and are feminine. The meaning of هذه and هذا is this or this is. هذا used for مذكر. هذه used for مؤنث. Examples. هذه مدرستي. This is my school. هذه مكتبة المدرس. هذه مكتبة المدرس. This is the desk of the teacher or the teacher's desk. هذه مريم. هذه مريم. This is مريم or Mary. مريم. Finally, هذه مدرستنا. هذه مدرستنا. This is our female teacher. This is our female teacher. Okay, again, I want to note here that each one of these examples is a jumla ismiya, nominal sentence, consisting of يعني a مبتدأ, subject, and a خبر, predicate. In each of these examples, the اسم إشارة هذه is the مبتدأ, followed by a خبر. We are going to deal with the subject of يعني مضاف and مضاف إليه, but also let me just note that there are some examples of مضاف مضاف إليه in these examples of the اسم إشارة. يعني, for example, in the first one we had فصلنا. That's a مضاف and مضاف إليه. فصل is the مضاف and the pronoun ضمير نا is مضاف إليه. And likewise, the next example, هذا مكتب المدرس. مكتب is a مضاف and المدرس is مضاف إليه. And مدرسنا, هذا مدرسنا. Also, مدرس is the مضاف and the pronoun ضمير نا is مضاف إليه. So, we have some examples of مضاف مضاف إليه even in these examples which are intended to be examples for the اسم إشارة for things which are near. المذكر masculine and المؤنث feminine. And we had the same thing. يعني مدرستي is مضاف مضاف إليه. مكتب المدرسي is مضاف مضاف إليه. And مدرستنا. مدرست يعني is the مضاف and نا is مضاف إليه. Let's go to point number 3, continuing with أسماء الإشارة. أسماء الإشارة للبعيد المذكر. البعيد المذكر. Okay, these are demonstrative pronouns pointing to things which are far. بعيد, as opposed to the first two we had, اسم إشارة for قريب مذكر المؤنث. Now we're going to look at the اسم إشارة for بعيد مذكر المؤنث. This one, point number 3, أسماء الإشارة. Nouns for pointing. للبعيد for things which are far, not قريب. And المذكر masculine, not مؤنث. So the اسم إشارة for things which are far masculine is ذلك or ذاك. يعني ذاك meaning the same as ذلك. So they use both of them here. يعني in lesson number 2 we had ذلك, and we may have seen an example of ذاك in some of the يعني lessons that followed, in which we may have, we must have explained that ذاك has the same meaning of ذلك. يعني it's the اسم إشارة for pointing to things which are far and that are masculine. Okay, examples. ذاك, and it means that or that is, as opposed to هذا, and هذه means this, pointing to things near. ذلك and ذاك means that, pointing to things which are far. ذاك كرسيه. ذاك كرسيه. That is his كرسي, his chair. In this sentence, كرسي is a مضاف and the pronoun هو is مضاف إليه. يعني remember that pronouns are all مبنيون. So we say in terms of إعراب, we say it is the هو here is مضاف إليه and it is a pronoun, so it's مبنيون in the place where it should be مجرور. Because remember that مضاف إليه, as we had in lesson 5 and we'll see in this lesson today, مضاف إليه is always majrur. But if it's a pronoun, it's mabniun, so we say it's mabniun in the place where it should be majrur. Fi mahalli jar. The next example, ذَلِكَ مَكْتَبُ الْمُدَرِّسِ. ذَلِكَ مَكْتَبُ الْمُدَرِّسِ. That is the desk of the teacher or the teacher's desk. Naam. Here again we have a mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Maktabu is mudaf, and mudarrisi is mudaf with ilayhi, mudafun ilayhi majroor. Sign that it's majroor is kasra. Next example. Thaka Muhammadun. That is Muhammad. Thaka, yani the ism ishara, used for pointing to things which are ba'id and mudhakkar, far and masculine. Thaka means that or that is. That is Muhammad. The last example. Thalika Aliyun. Thalika Aliyun. That is Ali. That is Ali. Again, this is a jumla. Ismiya, Thalika, the ism ishara, is the mubtada, and Aliyun is the khabar. Okay, let's go to number 4, which is the last of the asma al ishara. Asma'u al isharati lil ba'idi al mu'annathi. Asma' al ishara lil ba'idi. Not for qareeb. Al-mu'annathi, not for mudhakkar. Okay, demonstrative pronoun for that which is pointing to that which is far and it is feminine. If it is far and is masculine, we say ذَلِكَ, as we had in lesson 2. But if it is feminine, then we say تِلْكَ, which we had in lesson 7. Okay, the feminine ism isharas for things which are near and feminine, we had in lesson 6 and 7. هَذِهِ in 6 and تِلْكَ in 7. Examples. تِلْكَ مَكَاتِبُ الطُّلَّابِ. تِلْكَ مَكَاتِبُ الطُّلَّابِ. That is the, or those are, because, okay, we are using, okay, this is an important point here, which I didn't note earlier. تِلْكَ مَكَاتِبُ الطُّلَّاب. Those are the desk of the students. Those are the desk of the students. So, a couple of points we want to note here is that, first of all, since the plurals, sound plurals, broken plurals, are not singled out in this lesson, we want to note them as we come across them. Makatib is a jam at-taksir, broken plural, from maktab, makatib. And since it's a ghayru aql plural, then the rule for ghayru aql plurals that we had in lesson 16 and 17 is that we treat it as though it is feminine singular. So if we have a not describing it, or an ism ishara pointing to it, or a pronoun referring back to it, or khabar, all of these things, or a verb, or a relative pronoun, all of these things, we're going to use the feminine singular for anything that refers to the غير عقل plural. What do we mean by غير عقل plural? And it's not human, or angel, or jinn. It is an inanimate thing, or an animal, or a concept. Okay, so maktab, desk, is a غير عقل plural, and therefore we treat it as though it's feminine singular, and that's why we're using the feminine singular ism ishara to point to it. Tilka. Feminine singular ism ishara. Tilka. Why? We're using it, a feminine singular demonstrative pronoun here is because makatib is a ghayru aql plural from lesson 16 and 17. Okay, so tilka makatibu at-tullab means those are the desk of the students. Next example. Tilka Fatimatu. Here tilka is used in its normal sense because Fatima is feminine and singular. Tilka Fatimatu. That is Fatima. Next example. Tilka al-kutubu. Tilka al-kutubu lil-mudarrisina. Tilka al-kutubu lil-mudarrisina. Okay, so here we have also a number of things. Let's first look at yani the translation, right? The meaning of this particular sentence, تِلْكَ الْكُتُبُ لِلْمُدَرِّسِينَ, means those books belong to the teachers. Those books lil mudarrisin, it belonged to the teachers. Okay, so what we want to note here, this point number four is related to ism ishara for things which are far and feminine, tilka. But also we want to note here that tilka, this feminine singular ism ishara, is being used for a plural word, kutub. Kutub, the plural of kitab. And the reason why we're using a feminine singular for a word that's masculine and plural is because kutub is a ghayru aqil plural. Ghayru aqil plural are treated as though they're feminine singular, so we use ism ishara, that's feminine singular, to point to it. The second thing we want to note here is that tilka al-kutubu is also a bedel construction. And the bedel construction from lesson number 8 is not singled out in this shara. So we just want to note that this is a bedel construction. Yani ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam. And the bedel construction means that yani the bedel can be taken out and the sentence would still be complete. So we could be pointing to some books in front of us. We could be pointing to those books over there and say tilka, yani pointing to the books, tilka, those are lil mudarrisina, for the teachers. Those are for the teachers. That's a complete sentence without using the word kutub, which is a bedel. So it can be exchanged. And in the same way, we could take out the ism ishara and use the bedel by itself, and we can say al kutub lil mudarrisina, the books are for the teachers. So this is an example of a bedel construction. This came in lesson 8. Yani if it's not clear, if it's not crystal clear to you, then please go back and review lesson 8, the bedel construction. Yani an ism ishara that's followed by a noun with alif lam. Okay, let's go to the next point now. At this point, we're going to go on to a new topic. Okay, all of what we covered so far is dealing with the asma al-ishara, for things which are near, things which are far, masculine and feminine. And by the way, also, we only dealt with the singular ism ishara. The plural ism ishara, ha'ula in ulaika, are dealt with in lesson 13, and they are not mentioned here in this shara. They are not mentioned in this shara. If we come across examples of them, inshallah, we'll come across at least one example, we'll point it out. But the ism ishara that we have dealt with so far in these first four points are all for singular, masculine and feminine, near and far, but they're all singular. There'll probably be at least one example coming up very, very soon of a plural ism ishara, and that comes in lesson 13. It hasn't been singled out here, yani as a grammatical point with its own examples, but it comes in the example, an example from the next point, number 5. Okay, point number 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 are all dealing with dhamair, pronouns. Personal pronouns, yani the munfasil, ad-dhamair al-munfasila, personal pronouns which are separate from other words, and possessive pronouns, yani ad-dhamair al-muttasila, the ones that are connected to nouns or prepositions or other words. Okay? So the pronouns, the ma'ir, are covered in the next few points. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are all dealing with the ma'ir, pronouns. Point number 5 deals with ya al-mutakallim. Ya al-mutakallimi. Yani the ya that's used to represent the mutakallim. Yani the first person, the speaker. The first person, singular. Ya al-mutakallim. And here, they're going to give us yani examples of ya al-mutakallam yani as a connected pronoun. Yani that's the ya that's at the end of a word that's always preceded by kasra. Ya al-mutakallam, first person singular pronoun. And here they give us the possessive form, the connected form. They didn't give us here any examples of the unconnected form, which would be ana. Ya al-mutakallim. Examples. Hadhihi madrasati. Mubtada khabar. Jumla ismiya. Hadhihi is the mubtada. Madrasa is the khabar. And ya al-mutakallim is mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi. Okay, here, this is an example of ya al-mutakallim as a possessive pronoun, showing possession. This is my school. This is showing possession, my school. Next example, tilka haqibati, that is my briefcase or bag. Tilka haqibati, tilka is the mubtada, haqiba is the khabar, and ya al-mutakallam is mudaf ilayhi. Yani mudaf ilayhi is always majroor, but here it's a pronoun, pronouns are mabniyun, so we say it is mudaf ilayhi, مَبْنِيٌ in the place where it should be مَجْرُوَ فِي مَحَلِّ جَرْ. The next example. هَؤُلَاءِ أَصْدِقَائِي. هَؤُلَاءِ أَصْدِقَائِي. These are my يعني friends. These are my friends. Okay, هَؤُلَاءِ is the مُبْتَدَى. أَصْدِقَاءِ is the خَبَر. And يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمْ is مُضَافْ إِلَيْهِ مَبْنِيٌ في محل جر. Okay, what I want to note about this sentence is هؤلاء, even though they didn't single out the plural ism ishara, the plural ism isharas, even though they didn't single them out with examples of their own, this is an example of a plural ism ishara. Yani, used to point to things which are near. هؤلاء is the plural for pointing to things with people who are near. And أولئك, also in lesson 13, is used to point to those who are far. And by the way, هؤلاء and أولئك are not used to point to inanimate things or animals. They're only used for humans. هؤلاء and أولئك. هؤلاء is for both masculine and feminine. Plural, things which are near. And أولئك is also used for both masculine and feminine. Plural, things which are far. The other point I want to make in this lesson is that أصدقائي is a broken plural. The plural of صديق. It's a broken plural. Broken plurals were not singled out in this lesson, but they came in lesson 13 with the sound plurals. Number 6. Continuing with pronouns. ضمير الجمع للمتكلم. ضمير الجمع للمتكلم. يعني this is the pronoun for جمع, plural, للمتكلم, for the speaker, the plural speaker, meaning يا المتكلم is the singular first person and نا is the plural first person. يعني الجمع للمتكلم, plural first person, meaning we. Okay, so they give us examples here both of the يعني the first person plural pronoun, يعني when it's connected, يعني متصل, and they also gave us when it is not connected, منفصل, نحن. So they gave us نا, and they also gave us نحن. Okay? Point number 6. جمع ضمير الجمع للمتكلم. The pronoun for the plural first person, يعني meaning we. هذا فصلنا. This is our classroom. هذا is the مبتدا, فصلو is the خبر, and نا is the pronoun which is مضاف إليه in this particular place, مبني in the place where it should be مجرور. Next example. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. In our classroom are 10 students. في فصلنا, in our classroom, are عشرة طلاب, 10 students. Okay, what I want to note here is that في فصلنا is جاء والمجرور. It's a شبه جملة, and شبه جملة is never the مبتدا, so it's actually the خبر. في فصلنا is the خبر, مقدم, advanced. خبر مقدم. Okay, it's coming out of its place, يعني coming in advanced place, and therefore عشرة in this sentence is actually the مبتدأ مؤخر. مبتدأ مؤخر. It's coming delayed. And the reason why it's coming delayed is because it's not definite. It's indefinite. And its خبر is the شبه جملة. جاء والمجرور في فصلنا. Alright, so in any case, the translation of the sentence, في فصلنا, in our classroom, are عشرة طلاب, 10 students. And what we want to note here is that this is an example of what? جم, يعني the pronoun for جم, للمتكلم, يعني the plural first person, فصلنا, our, يعني classroom. Also, we should note here, I guess, that طلاب is also a broken plural, جمع التكسير, the broken plural for طالب, جمع التكسير. And in this particular sentence, يعني it's the معدود, 10 students, it's the معدود, عشرة is the عدد, and طلاب is the معدود. It's مضاف إليه مجرور. Next example. هذا مدرسي. هذا مدرسنا هذا مدرسنا. This is our teacher. And here, this is an example of the first person plural pronoun, يعني the connected pronoun نا. مدرسنا. This is our teacher. هذا is the مبتدا, مدرس is the خبر, and نا is مضاف إليه مبني. It's مضاف إليه, but it's مبني in the place where it should be مجرور. The last example is the first person pronoun جم للمتكلم. Separate pronoun, يعني منفصل, ضمير منفصل. نحن نحبه, we love him. نحن نحبه, we love him. Okay, let's go to the next point, number 7. ضمير الغائب. Okay, the first two, 5 and 6, were pronouns for the first person singular and first person plural. Now we're going to the third person, ضمير الغائب, the pronoun for the غائب. That's the third person. يعني متكلم is the first person, مخاطب is the second person, and الغائب is the third person. ضمير الغائب للمفرد المذكر. للمفرد يعني singular, مذكر masculine. Okay, so this is the third person pronoun for singular third person, not plural, and masculine, not feminine. يعني in point number 8, we're going to see the singular feminine, مؤنث. This is the singular third person masculine pronoun, which is هو. يعني its connected form is the pronoun هو, as in كتابه or بيته, and the unconnected pronoun is هو. First example for point number 7, هو فصل واسع. هو فصل واسع. يعني it is a spacious classroom. فصل واسع. هو is the مبتدا, فصل is the خبر, واسع is a knot. A knot, a صفر, describing فصل. Second example, فيه نافذتان. In it, يعني in the classroom, in it, فيه نافذتان. In it are two windows. نافذة is the singular with تا مربوطة, نافذة, and it's plural, نافذتان, two windows. Again, فيه is a شبه جملة, جاء والمجرور, a preposition with a noun that is the object of the preposition. It can never be the مبتدا, so it's actually the خبر مقدم here. فيه is a خبر مقدم. يعني it's a خبر that's advanced, ahead of its place. خبر مبتدا normally comes first and خبر comes second. Here, the خبر is coming first, so we say it is خبر مقدم. It's advanced. Also, the pronoun originally in فيه is هو, but because whenever هو is preceded by a letter with kasra or ya with sukoon, we change it from who to he, and that's just for pronunciation, has nothing to do with i'rab. Fihi, in it, who is referring back to the fasl, nafidhatani are two windows. And this nafidhatani, by the way, is the dual which we had in lesson 18. It's the dual of nafidha, nafidhatun, nafidhatani. Next example, fihi makatibu. Fihi makatibu. In it, yani the classroom, in it are مكاتب, يعني desk. مكاتب is a broken plural, جم تكسير. We had that in lesson 13. The broken plural. It's the plural of مكتب. فيه مكاتب. And this particular broken plural, مكاتب, is on the wazn of مفاعل. It's a broken plural that's ممنوع من الصرف. And we'll see that when we do the review for lesson, the next lesson, 22 and 23. Broken plurals, يعني on the pattern of مفاعل or ممنوع من الصرف. They're diptotes, they don't take تنوين. That's why مكاتبو has a single ضمة. Next example, فيه سبورة. And also in it, in the classroom, is a writing board that the teacher writes upon. فيه سبورة. The next example, and again here, يعني فيه is the خبر مقدم. It's the advanced خبر. And saburatun is the mubtada muakhar, delayed mubtada, muakhar, mubtadaun muakharun. And final example for point number 7, huwa من الياباني هو من الياباني he is from Japan هو is the مبتدأ and من الياباني the شبه جملة جاء والمجرور the preposition and the اسم مجرور are the خبر okay let's go to point number 8 continuing with pronouns ضمير الغائبي للمفرد المؤنث ضمير pronoun الغائبي for third person للمفرد singular المؤنث feminine we just had previously in number 7 المفرد المذكر the singular masculine pronoun third person and now we have the singular feminine pronoun third person which is هي يعني in its unconnected form personal pronoun هي means she or she is the connected pronoun is ها فتى ألف ها and we'll see examples of both in this particular lesson third person feminine singular pronoun she or she is first example هي قريبة هي قريبة she is يعني near or she is a relative قريب can be near or it can be a relative يعني a blood relative هي قريبة هي is the مبتدأ قريبة is the خبر second example هي مدرسة كبيرة هي مدرسة كبيرة it is يعني here it's referring to a school so it's not going to be she it's going to be it right it is a large or big school here is the مبتدأ مدرسة is the خبر كبيرة is a not or صفة describing مدرسة and we're going to deal with not and منعوت in this review when we get to point number 10 soon here مدرسة كبيرة we'll discuss it further there next example لها ثلاثة أبواب لها ثلاثة أبواب it has meaning the school it has three doors three entrances لها ثلاثة أبواب again لها is the شبه جملة preposition جاء والمجرور so it is not the مبتدأ it's the خبر يعني مقدم advanced خبر and ثلاثة is the مبتدأ مؤخر delayed مبتدأ أبواب is مضاف إليه مجرور and what we want to note here is لها يعني ها here is referring back to المدرسة ثلاثة we'll look at the numbers يعني in this lesson as well we'll come to a point dealing with numbers that'll be point number 14 near the end of this lesson and the only thing I want to say here is that in reference to the numbers remember that the numbers from 3 to 10 are always going to be opposite the ma'adud so you have a feminine number here thalathatu because abwab is the plural of bab which is masculine abwab is also a jam taksir broken plural it's a broken plural which we had in lesson 13 and again the plurals are not singled out in this review lesson so 13 lesson 13 takes us back to yani the plurals sound plurals broken plurals نعم masculine and feminine sound plurals and broken plurals the last example for number 8 أبوابها مفتوحة يعني this it is a big school and it has three doors and here أبوابها مفتوحة its doors are open its doors are open okay what we want to note here is a number of things is that أبواب is the مبتدأ and ها is مضاف إليه مبني in the place where it should be مجرور في محل جر أبواب is the مبتدأ ها is the مضاف إليه and مفتوحة is the خبر مفتوحة is the خبر and here we want to note that مفتوحة the خبر is feminine singular even though it's a خبر for أبواب and أبواب is the plural of باب which is masculine but the خبر is feminine singular أبواب is masculine and it's plural and its خبر is feminine singular and that's because what أبواب is a plural for غير عاقل and plural غير عاقل plurals are treated as though they are feminine singular so the خبر here is going to be a feminine singular خبر okay let's go on to the next page page 34 point number 9 says we'll continue with pronouns this is the last of the pronouns that they're going to cover دميرو الغائبي للجمع المذكر. دمير الغائب للجمع المذكر. The pronoun for the third person, plural masculine. And that's hum. Hum. And hum is used for the personal pronoun when it's not connected, and it's used for the possessive pronoun when it's connected. Munfasil and muttasil. Okay, what I want to note here is that this is the third person plural pronoun for mudhakkir. They didn't give us any examples in this lesson of the third person pronoun, plural pronoun for mu'annath, which is hunna. Okay, which is hunna. But all of that came in lesson 13. Okay, again, this point number 9 is damir al-ghaib lil-jam'i plural al-mudhakkir masculine, which is the pronoun hum. They show us in the possessive form connected, and in the personal form not connected. The first example, qarasiyuhum. Qarasiyuhum. Meaning, qarasi is the plural of kursi. Qarasiyuhum, their chairs. Hum here is the possessive pronoun, showing possession. Their chairs, the chairs that belong to them. Next example, hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Yani, they are from bilad, countries, mukhtalifatin, different countries. They are from different countries. Okay, hum is the mubtada. Min biladin is the khabar. Ja wal majroor, preposition, and the ism majroor. And mukhtalifatin is a naat, a sifa describing bilad. They are from different countries. Here I want to note that mukhtalifatin is a naat describing bilad. And even though bilad is masculine from balad, and it's also plural, we are using a feminine singular naat to describe it, and that's because bilad is a plural for ghayr al-aql, which is treated as though it's feminine singular. So the naat describing bilad here is feminine singular. And again, ghayr al-aql plurals are dealt with in lesson 16 and 17. They are not singled out in this review lesson. So this is an example of ghayr al-aql plural bilad having a naat that's feminine singular, even though bilad is a masculine noun and a plural noun. Next example. Lughatuhum mukhtalifatun. Lughatuhum mukhtalifatun. Meaning, lughat, languages. Lughatuhum, their languages are different. Mukhtalifatun. Their languages are different. Here I want to note, lughat is an example of a jam al-mu'annath salim, a feminine sound plural. That's covered in lesson 13. They are not singled out in this lesson. This is an example of a feminine sound plural. Its singular is lugha. Its plural is lughat. Lughatuhum, their languages, are mukhtalifatun. Here, this is point number 9. It's dealing with what? The masculine, yani third person plural, hum. So here's an example of hum connected. Muttasil. Lughatuhum mukhtalifatun. The next example, alwanuhum mukhtalifatun. Alwanuhum mukhtalifatun. Their colors are different. Their colors are different. And again, yani, we have the pronoun hum as a connected pronoun, right? Third person, masculine plural pronoun hum as a connected pronoun showing possession. Alwanuhum, their colors are mukhtalifatun. And what I want to note here again is the word alwan is the plural of laun, laun. And laun is masculine. So this word alwan is a masculine noun and a plural noun. But the khabar, mukhtalifatun, is feminine singular because alwan is a plural for ghayru aqil. So it's treated as though it's feminine singular. Alwan is the mubtada, hum is the mudaf ilayhi, mabniyun, in the place where it should be majroor. And mukhtalifatun is the khabar. This khabar is a feminine singular because it's a khabar for a plural for ghayru aqil. The last example, deenuhum wahidun. Deenuhum wahidun. Their deen is one. Yani they have the same deen. Again, the pronoun hum is the masculine third person plural pronoun hum. the feminine third person plural pronoun, they didn't single out here as a separate grammatical point. It's hunna. Dinuhum wahidun. Din is the mubtada, wahidun is the khabar, and hum is mudaf ilayhi, yani mabniyun, in the place where it should be majrur, fi mahalli jar. Okay, that's the end of the pronouns. Now we're going to new grammatical points that are covered in Medina Book 1. Very important point here. Na'atun, a man'utun wa na'atun. The man'ut and the na'at. This is covered in Lesson 9. This is covered in Lesson 9. The adjective and the word that it qualifies. The adjective and the word that it qualifies. This is a very important grammatical point covered in Lesson 9 in detail. What we want to say about the na'at and the man'ut is that the na'at, the adjective, always follows the word that it's describing in Arabic. And secondly, it follows it in being. Yani it has to be, if the man'ut is masculine, the na'at has to be masculine. If it's feminine, it has to be feminine. Secondly, if the man'ut is singular, the na'at has to be singular. If it's dual, it has to be dual. Plural, has to be plural. Thirdly, if the man'ut is definite, the na'at has to also be definite. If it's indefinite, it has to be indefinite. And fourthly, if the man'ut is marfu'un, the na'at has to be marfu'un. So, or mansub or majrur, it has to agree with it. So we're saying that the na'at, the adjective, follows the word that is qualifying, and it also has to follow it or agree with it in four matters: in being definite or indefinite, masculine or feminine, singular, dual, or plural, and in i'rab, in its case ending, being marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. This is covered in Lesson 9. This is a very important grammatical point. They give us some examples here of na'at and man'ut. Madrasatun kabiratun, a big school. We note here that kabiratun is the na'at. It's following madrasatun that it's describing, and it's also agreeing with it and being feminine with tarmabuta, and being singular, and being marfu'un, yani with dhamma, and also in being, in case ending, marfu'un, and indefinite, yani with tanween, and feminine, and singular. So it's agreeing with it in number, indefinite, indefiniteness, agreeing with it in femininity, and agreeing with it in case ending, being marfu'un. Second example, fusulun kathiratun. Fusulun kathiratun. Many classrooms, many classrooms. Here, we want to note that even though the kathiratun is a na'at for fusul, it's supposed to agree with it in number, right? And in being masculine or feminine. But here, because fusul is a plural for ghayru akil, it's treated as though it's feminine singular, so the na'at describing it here is feminine singular. Even though fusul is the plural of fasl, which is masculine, and fusul is a plural, a masculine plural, but yet because it's ghayru akil, a plural for ghayru akil, it's treated as though it's feminine singular, so the na'at is going to be feminine singular. Next example, faslun wasi'un. Faslun wasi'un, yani a spacious classroom. Again, yani wasi'un is agreeing with faslun in being indefinite with tanween, in being marfu'un with dhamma, in being masculine, and also in being singular. Next example, nafidhatani kabiratani, yani two big windows. Here we see that nafidha, yani is feminine, and kabira is feminine. Nafidha, yani is marfu'un. The aleph here is the secondary sign indicating that it's marfu'un, and kabiratun is also marfu'un. Nafidhatun, yani is indefinite, kabiratun is indefinite, and nafidhatun, yani it's feminine, it's indefinite, and it's dual here in its number. It also agrees with a number. Nafidhatani is a muthanna dual. Kabiratani is also a muthanna dual. Next example, hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. They are from different countries. Yani bilad mukhtalifa we had previously under number 9, so we don't have to go into the details of that. But hum is the mubtada. Min biladin is the khabar, ja wal majrur, preposition, and the ism majrur, and mukhtalifatin is a na'at describing bilad. It's feminine singular because bilad is a plural for ghayr aql. Last example, Rajulun Salihun. Rajulun Salihun, a righteous man. Rajulun is masculine, Salihun is masculine. Rajulun is singular, Salihun is singular. Rajulun is indefinite with tanween, and Salihun is indefinite with tanween. Rajulun is marfu'un with dhamma, Salihun is marfu'un with dhamma. So it agrees with it, and being singular, and being masculine, and being indefinite with tanween, and in being marfu'un. And this is the rule related to the na'at. The na'at has to follow the man'ut in the sentence, and it also has to follow it in agreeing with it in number, and in being definite or indefinite, masculine or feminine, and in its case ending, being marfu, mansu, or majroor. Please go back to lesson 9 if the na'at and man'ut is not crystal clear to you. Na'at and man'ut is also referred to sometimes as sifa and mawsuf in some books. Here we are referring to it as na'at and man'ut, the adjective and the word that it qualifies. Number 11. Now we go to the next point, that is mudhafun wa mudhafun ilayhi. Mudhafun wa mudhafun ilayhi. Okay, this is covered in lesson 5, also a very important grammatical point. What we know about the mudhaf and mudhaf ilayh, we said that the mudhaf never takes alif lam or tanween, and the mudhaf ilayh takes one of them, either alif lam or tanween. The mudhaf has any grammatical case, it can be marfu, mansub, or majrur, depending on its position in the sentence. The mudhaf ilayhi is always majrur. And even if it is a pronoun which is mabniun, we say it is in the place where it should be majrur. So this is what we're going to know about the mudhaf, mudhaf ilayhi. The mudhaf never takes alif lam or tanween. The mudhaf ilayhi must take one of them. The mudhaf can have any grammatical ending depending on its position in the sentence. The mudhaf ilayhi is always majrur. So examples of mudhaf, mudhaf ilayhi. Point number 11. Thalathatu abwabin. Three doors. So, thalathatu is the mudhaf. We see it doesn't have alif lam or tanween. Abawabin has to take either alif lam or tanween. It has tanween, and it's always going to be yani mudhaf ilayhi majrur. Abawab is a jam taksir. Again, we're just mentioning that because jam taksir is not singled out in this lesson, but it comes in the lesson 13. It's a broken plural. Abawab. Next example, maktabu al-mudarrisi. Maktabu al-mudarrisi. The desk of the teacher, literally. The desk of the teacher or the teacher's desk. And again, what we're talking about is mudhaf, mudhaf ilayhi. We see that maktabu is the mudhaf. It doesn't have alif lam or tanween. Al-mudarrisi is the mudhaf ilayhi. It has alif lam. And in the previous example, abwabin didn't have alif lam, but it had tanween. In this example, al-mudarris doesn't have tanween, but it has alif lam. The second part of the idhafa construction, the mudhaf ilayhi, either takes alif lam or tanween. The first part neither takes alif lam or tanween. Next example. Makatibu at-tullabi. Makatibu at-tullabi. The desk of the students or the student's desk. Makatibu is the mudhaf. It doesn't take alif lam or tanween. At-tullab is the mudhaf ilayh. It has to take alif lam or tanween. Here it has alif lam. And it also is going to be the mudhaf ilayhi is always going to be majroor. We see it having kasra here. And again, makatib is a jam at-taksir. Jam at-taksir. Yani kasra. Yani broken plural. It's on the pattern of mafailu. So it's a broken plural that's mamnoon and a sarf. It's a diptote. Doesn't take tanween. But here, it doesn't take tanween because it is the mudhaf. If it wasn't the mudhaf, it still wouldn't take tanween because it's a broken plural that is mamnoon and a sarf. Next example. Abawabuha, yani its doors. Abawab is the mudhaf, has the mudhaf ilayhi. And again, we said abawab is a broken plural. What's important here is that ha is the mudhaf ilayhi, but it is a pronoun, dhamir, so it is mabniyun, fixed in the place where it should be, majrur. Mudhaf ilayhi is always majrur. If it's mabniyun, then we say it's in the place where it should be majrur. Next example, fasluna. Fasluna, our classroom here. Faslu is the mudhaf. Neither has alif lam or tanween. Na is the mudhaf ilayhi. Pronoun, mabniyun, in the place where it should be majrur. Last example, lughatuhum. Lughatuhum, their languages. Their languages. Lughat is a sound feminine plural. Jam al-mu'annath as-salim. Again, this is not singled out, but it's covered in lesson 13. Masculine and feminine sound plurals. Lugat is the plural of luga. Lugatuhum. Lugat is the mudaf, and hum is the mudaf ilahi, but it's mabniyun because it's a pronoun, so it's in the place where it should be majrur. Okay, the next point that we want to cover in this review is point number 12. Point number 12. Mubtada'un wa khabarun. Mubtada'un wa khabarun. Yani the subject and the predicate. And generally speaking, the mubtada usually comes first, but sometimes it can be delayed, and for various reasons. The most common reason is that if the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibah jumla, they're going to reverse the order. Mubtada is going to be delayed and the khabar is going to be advanced. Okay, mubtada and khabar should agree in any being masculine or feminine, and also any mubtada and khabar also should agree in number. Should also agree in number. And mubtada and khabar are both marfu'un. Mubtada and khabar are both always marfu'un. Unless they are mabniyun, then yani we say mabniyun fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Examples of mubtada and khabar. Hadihi madrasati. This is my school. Hadihi is the mubtada. Madrasa is the khabar. And ya al-mutakallam, ya al-mutakallam is the mudaf ilayhi pronoun mabniyun in the place where it should be majroor. Okay, we're looking at examples of mubtada and khabar. Next example, hiya qareebatun. She is near, or she is a relative. Or, if it's referring to the school, yeah, maybe it's referring to the school, hadhihi madrasati, hiya qareebatun. He is referring back to madrasa. And qareebatun, yani hiya is the mubtada, qareebatun is the khabar marfu'un, sign that it's marfu'un is dhamma. Mubtada and khabar. Next example of mubtada and khabar, abawabuha maftuhatun. Abawabuha, ha is referring back to madrasa again. Abawabuha, its doors are maftuhatun, open. Abawab is the mubtada, maftuhatun is the khabar, and the ha attached to abwab, the ha is mudawfun ilayhi mabniyun, in the place where it should be majroor. Since abwab is a plural for ghayru aqil, the khabar for it is going to be feminine singular, because we treat the plurals for ghayru aqil nouns as though they are feminine singular, even though abwab is masculine and it's a plural, but it's ghayru aqil plural, so we're treating it as though it's feminine singular. Its doors are open. Thaka kursiyuhu. That is his chair. Thaka is the mubtada. Kursiyuhu. Yani kursi is the khabar, and hu is mudawfun ilayhi mabniyun fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. By the way, in these sentences, yani hadhihi is the mubtada, hadhihi madrasati, hiya is the mubtada, and thaka is the mubtada. But these are, yani, words that are mabniyun. So we don't see the sign of it being marfun. Hadihi is the mubtada. And it is, yani, as the mubtada, it's in the place where it should be marfun. But we don't see a dhamma because it's mabniyun. And here also is a pronoun. It's mabniyun. So we say it is the mubtada. And the mubtada is marfun. So it's fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfun. And dhaka also is the mubtada. Fi mahalli الرف, in the place where it should be marfu'un. Next example, maktabu al-mudarrisi kabirun. Maktabu al-mudarrisi kabirun. The desk of the teacher is big. The desk of the teacher is big. Here, maktabu is the mubtada and kabirun is the khabar. And both of them we see are marfu'un, and the sign of them being marfu'un is visible here. It's dhamma. Maktabu is the mubtada marfu'un, alamatu raf'ihi dhamma. Mudarris, al-mudarrisi is the mudafun ilayhi majroor. The sign that is majroor is kasra. Kabirun is the khabar marfu'un, the sign that is marfu'un is dhamma. Last example, hadha mudarrisuna. This is our teacher. Hadha is the mubtada, yani mabniyun, ism ishara mabniyun, in the place where it should be marfu'un, fi mahalli الرف في محل رف, in the place where it should be مرفون. And مدرسو is the خبر مرفون, the sign is مرفون is ضمة. And نا is a pronoun مبنيون يعني مضاف إليه, in the place where it should be مجرور. Okay, the next new point that we're going to deal with is المثنى, point number 13. المثنى, the dual. Okay, and here are examples of the dual. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان, in it are two large windows. يعني نافذة is the feminine singular for window. نافذتان, by adding alif and noon, it became dual. And كبيرة is the singular for, يعني large, the dual is, by adding alif lam, كبيرتاني. Notice that the feminine word that ends with ترمبوتة, when you add the alif and noon for the dual, the ta marbuta becomes a regular open ta, ta مفتوحة. Okay, so نافذتن becomes نافذتاني, كبيرتن becomes كبيرتاني. The second example, الطالبان مجتهداني. The two students are diligent, are two diligent, hard-working students. At-talibani is the dual of at-talib. By adding alif noon, we make it dual. At-talib, at-talibani, mujtahid, add alif noon, mujtahidani. So this is how you make the dual, by adding alif and noon. If it is feminine, the ta marbuta becomes a ta maftuha, and then you add the alif and noon. The next point, and by the way, this muthanna is dealt with in lesson 18. The next point is from lessons 19 and 20, the adad, the numbers from 3 to 10, or rather from 1 through 10, but yani they concentrated on the rules for 3 to 10. Number 14, al-adadu, example, thalathatu abawabin. So what's the rule here? That the number from 3 to 10 is going to be opposite the ma'dud in gender. So abwab is masculine, bab is masculine. So the number here, thalathatun, is feminine with ta marbuta. Also, yani in reference to the rules for the numbers from 3 to 10, the number is going to be opposite the ma'dud in gender. And that number can be marfu'un or mansub or majrur depending on its position in the sentence. As far as the ma'dud, the thing being counted, it's always going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur, and it's going to be plural. Abwabin. Second example, asharatu tullabin. Asharatu tullabin, 10 students. Here, again, tullab is the plural of talib, it's masculine. So the number is going to be feminine with ta marbuta. Asharatu tullabin. Again, the adad, the number, can be marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. If it's the object of a preposition, it will be majrur with kasra. If it's the object of a verb, it will be mansub with fatha. Otherwise, the original rule is that nouns in Arabic are marfu'un. So we see it with dhamma here. But if you put it in a sentence, the adad can have any i'rab. Yani can be marfu'un, mansub, or majrur. The ma'dud is always going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur with kasra. And it's also always going to be, for the numbers from 3 to 10, it's always going to be يعني plural, عشرتو طلاب. The last point, 15, is حرف الجر. الجري, حرف الجري, يعني the particle of جر, يعني the preposition, the preposition, يعني the particle that makes the noun following it مجرور. And this was covered in lesson 4, and then we had some other prepositions in following lessons, but the concept of يعني حرف جر is introduced in lesson 4, where we had several prepositions like في and على and من and إلى, and then later on we had be and لي and other prepositions. حرف جر. The rule concerning حرف جر is that the noun following it is known as اسم مجرور, because حرف جر, يعني the preposition makes the noun following it مجرور, يعني places it in the genitive case, and its primary sign is كسرة. So we'll see that the noun following the harf jar is going to be majrur with kasra, unless it has a secondary sign. Examples. Fil madrasati fusulun. In the school are classrooms. So we see, fi is the harf jar, al madrasati is ism majrur. Sign that it's majrur is kasra. And also in terms of the grammar of this sentence, fi al madrasati is ja wal majrur. So it is not the mubtada, it's the khabar muqaddam. And fusulun is the mubtada muakhar. Yani the mubtada that's delayed. And that's because it's indefinite, fusulun, and its khabar is a ja' wal majrur. Shibba jumla. Next example. Fi faslina asharatu tullabin. Fi faslina asharatu tullabin. In our classroom are 10 students. Again, fi faslina is ja' wal majrur. That means it's the khabar muqaddam, advance, yani khabar, and asharatu is the mubtada muakhar, the delayed mubtada. Asharatu, and tulab is the mudawfun ilayhi majrur. Fi faslina asharatu tulabin, in our classroom are 10 students. Asharatu is the mubtada muakhar, delayed. Tulabun is mudawfun ilayhi, and fi faslina is the khabar muqaddam. And the na here, fi fasli, is actually the khabar. Na is mudawfun ilayhi, yani pronoun, mabniyun, in the place where it should be, majrur. Last example, hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. Hum min biladin mukhtalifatin. They are from different lands or different countries. Hum is the mubtada. Min biladin, ja' wal majrur shibh jumla, is the khabar. And mukhtalifatin is a na't or a sifat describing bilad. They are from different countries. Again, yani mukhtalifatin is singular, feminine singular, because yani bilad, even though it's masculine and even though it's a plural for ghayr aql, so it's treated as though it's feminine singular. Okay, so these are the points that we wanted to cover, yani that they covered in this lesson. Yani 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, these 6 points, plus yani 1 through 9 is dealing with the asma al-ishara, demonstrative pronouns, and yani the personal and possessive pronouns, the ma'ir. These are most of the points that are covered in the Medina Book 1. So this is a summary of most of the grammatical points. As I mentioned earlier, there are some grammatical points that are not mentioned here. The bedel is not mentioned here from lesson 8. There's some maksur from lesson 8 is not mentioned here. The sound masculine and feminine plurals and broken plurals from lesson 13 are not mentioned here. The plurals for ghayru aql in lesson 16 and 17 are not mentioned here. The dharf, makan and zaman, that's in lesson 5, 8, 9, 10, and 15 are not mentioned here. And the asma al-khamsa, the 5 special nouns that are ab and akh are examples of them that are mentioned in lesson 10, I think, are also not mentioned here. But in any case, yani most of the primary grammatical points are mentioned here, or at least examples of them came in this lesson that we tried to identify. Okay, what remains at the end of this lesson on the second half of page 34 are some examples of mudawf ilayhi and mubtada and khabar. Okay, so let's just look at them quickly. Abwabuha, its doors. Abwab is the mudawf, and the pronoun ha is mudawf ilayhi. So as mudawf ilayhi, as a pronoun, it's mabniyun, in the place where it should be majrur. Mudawf ilayhi is majrur. So this is a mabniyun pronoun in the place where it should be majrur. Second example, fasluna. Faslu is the mudawf, yani our classroom. Faslu is the mudawf, and na is the mudawf ilayhi. Same thing, mabniyun, yani pronoun, mabniyun, fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majrur. Now they give us some examples of yani mubtada and khabar. And some of them have mudawf ilayhi also mixed with them or not. So we're going to also just look at those quickly. The first example, hadhihi madrasat. Yani hadhihi madrasati. This is my madrasa. Hadhihi is the mubtada. Madrasati is the khabar. And ya al-mutakallam is mudawf ilayhi. Pronoun mabniyun in the place where it should be. Yani as mudawf ilayhi it should be majrur. Thaka kursiyuhu. That is his chair. Thaka is the mubtada. Kursiyu is the khabar. And who is mudawf ilayhi. Yani pronoun mabniyun in the place where it should be majrur. Last line. Mattabu al-mudarrisi kabirun. Mattabu al-mudarrisi kabirun. The desk of the teacher is big. Maktabu is the mubtada marfoon with dhamma. Al-Mudarrisi is Mudawfun ilayhi majroor with Kasra, and Kabirun is the Khabar Marfoon with Dhamma. Next example. Lughatuhum Mukhtalifatun. Their languages are different. Lughatu is the Mubtada. Hum is Mudawf ilayhi, pronoun, Mabniyun, in the place where it should be majroor. Mukhtalifatun is Khabar. Marfoon, sign that is Marfoon, is Dhamma. Last example. Hiya Madrasatun Kabiratun. It is a big school. Here is the Mubtada, yani in the place as the Mubtada, it's in the place where it should be Marfoon, Mabniyun, in the place where it should be Marfoon, fi mahalli raf. Madrasatun is the Khabar, Marfoon, the sign that is Marfoon is Dhamma, and Kabiratun is a Naat, describing Madrasa, and the Naat has to agree with, yani the Man'oot. So therefore it is also Marfoon with Dhamma, and it's feminine with ta marbuta, and it's indefinite with tanween, and it is also singular. Okay, this is the end of yani the sharh, and there's not a lot of time left, but we did want to read the text from the lesson, so we'll just read through it yani without a lot of explanation of the grammatical points which we just covered. Unless there's a grammatical point that we didn't see in the sharh, I may point that out. Okay, so let's just read from page 114 and a little bit from page 115 from the original, lesson 21 from Medina Book 1. Ad-Darsu Al-Hadi Wal-Ishruna, the 21st lesson. Madrasati, the subject is my school. Hadihi Madrasati, this is my school. Hiya Qaribatun Min Al-Masjidi, it is near to the masjid. Hiya Madrasatun Kabiratun, it is a big school. This is a nat, kabiratun. Laha thalathatu abwabin. It has three doors. Three doors, mudawf mudawf ilayh. Abwabuha maftuhatun al-ana. Its doors are open right now. Here al-ana, yani, is not mentioned in the shar. And in fact, I don't think we studied it in Medina Book 1, but in any case, it's what's called dharf al-zaman. It is a dharf of zaman, indicating time when something happens, like qabla and ba'da, or dharf al-zaman, also known as maf'ulun fihi. So it's mansub, al-ana. It's talking about the time when something is happening. Its doors are opening right now. Third line, fil madrasati fusulun kathiratun. In the school are many classrooms. Hadha fasluna, this is our classroom. وَهُوَ فَصْلٌ وَاسِعٌ, and it is a spacious classroom. فَصْلٌ وَاسِعٌ نَعْدْ إِنْ مَنْعُوتْ. فِيهِ نَافِذَتَانِ كَبِيرَتَانِ, in it are two large windows. وَفِيهِ مَكَاتِبُ وَقَرَاسِيُّ, and in it are desks and chairs. وَفِيهِ سَبُّورَةٌ كَبِيرَةٌ, and in it is a large writing board. هذا مكتب المدرس, this is the desk of the teacher, or the teacher's desk. وذاك كرسيه, and that one, and that is his chair. وتلك مكاتب الطلاب وكراسيهم, and those are the desk of the students and their chairs. مكتب المدرس كبير, the desk of the teacher is large or big. وَمَكَاتِبُ الطُّلَّابِ صَغِيرَةٌ, and the desk of the students are small. Again, صَغِيرَةٌ يعني is the khabar for مَكَاتِب. It's feminine singular because مَكَاتِب is غَيْرُ عَقِبْ plural. فِي, line number 7, next paragraph, فِي فَصْلِنَا عَشَرَةُ طُلَّابٍ, in our classroom are 10 students. وَهُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ, and they are from different countries. هذا محمد وهو من اليابان, this is Muhammad and he's from Japan. وهذا خالد وهو من الصين, and this is Khalid and he's from China. وهذا أحمد وهو من الهند, and this is Ahmed and he's from India. وهذا إبراهيم وهو من غانا, and this is Ibrahim and he's from Ghana. وهذا إسماعيل وهو من Nigeria, and this is Ismail, he is from Nigeria. وهذا يوسف وهو من إنكلترا, And this is Yusuf, and he is from Inkaltarra. This is a ism maksur that we mentioned from lesson 8, in a noun that ends with alif. Even though it's following the preposition, we don't see kasra because it doesn't show the sign of i'rab. It remains on yani fatha alif always. Ism maksur, lesson 8. وَهَذَا بَيْرَمُ وَهُوَ مِنْ تُرْكِيَّةٍ. And this is Bayram, foreign proper noun, ممنوع من الصرف. And he is from Turkey. وَهَذَا عَمَّارٌ وَهُوَ مِنْ مَالِيزِيَةٍ. And this is Ammar, he is from Malaysia. وَهَذَا عَلِيٌ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ. And this is Ali, and he is from America. And again, America is also ism maksur, ends with alif. So we don't see the sign, even though it's following the preposition, we don't see a kasra. وَهَذَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْيُونَانِ. And this is Abu Bakr, and he is from Greece. And here Abu, here we see it is from the Asma al-Khamsa, which I think is in lesson 10. Abn Akh. The last line, هُمْ, last line of this page, هُمْ مِنْ بِلَادٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ. They are from different countries. وَلُغَاتُهُمْ مُخْتَلِفَةٌ. And their languages are different. وَأَلْوَانُهُمْ مُخْتَلِفَةٌ. And their colors are different. وَلَكِنْ دِينُهُمْ وَاحِدٌ. But their religion is one. وَرَبُّهُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And their Rabb, their Lord, is one. وَنَبِيُّهُمْ وَاحِدٌ. And their Prophet is one. يعني meaning the same. وَقِبْلَتُهُمْ وَاحِدَةٌ. Feminine. يعني قبلة. قبلتهم واحدة. And their direction for prayer is one. هم مسلمون. They are Muslims. Sound masculine plural. والمسلمون إخوة. And the Muslims are brothers. This is a broken plural from أخ. And the last two lines. هذا مدرسنا. This is our teacher. اسمه الشيخ بلال. His name is Sheikh Bilal. وهو من المدينة. And he is from Medina. وَهُوَ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ. And he is a righteous man. And he is a righteous man. Okay, this is, alhamdulillah, yani I wanted to do some more grammatical analysis, but because of the shortage of time, most of what came in this lesson we have analyzed in the sharh, so hopefully that will suffice. What I want to close with in the last moments that are remaining is that next week, inshallah, we're going to cover the last two lessons, 22 and 23, which is also a review. Review of all of the categories of mamnu' min sarf nouns, diptos that we covered in the Medina Book 1 course. So it's also a review. But also, I want to note that that will be the last class for this particular course, the Sharh of Medina Book 1. And in the following weeks, after next week, inshallah, we'll do a review of the text, the Nusus from Medina Book 1, the reading text in the beginning of the lesson. And the purpose of the review of those reading texts, since we covered the grammatical points from Medina Book 1 in this course, then the other part of the Yani Medina Book course is the Yani reading text, with grammatical analysis, of course, but reading text, vocabulary. And what we want to do is we want to take all of the reading texts from Medina Book 1, and we want to go through them one by one. Some of them are longer than others, so we'll maybe in some sessions we'll cover any one text. Some sessions we may cover two or three texts, depending on the length of the text. But the purpose is going to be primarily for three things: reading comprehension, listening skills, and dictation skills. We didn't do a lot of exercises for listening skills and dictation skills during this course because of the time restraints. But inshallah, when we go through the reading comprehension text from Medina Book 1 in the following weeks, inshallah, we'll do a lot more exercises to sharpen our listening skills, to be able to listen without looking at the book and translate, comprehend and translate what we hear, and also dictation skills. We will just listen without looking at the book and write down what we hear. So we're going to concentrate on number one, comprehension of what we read and what we hear. We're going to do some listening exercises in listening skills and exercises in dictation skills. Okay, so for the next couple of months, maybe 2 months or so, inshallah, we're going to just do reading comprehension. with exercises, yani special exercises, listening exercises and dictation exercises, to sharpen our ability to comprehend what we hear without seeing, and also to be able to write what we hear without looking at a text. Alright, so inshallah, we didn't do a lot of those skills in this course. Next week will be the final session. The following week, 2 weeks from now, inshallah, we're going to start a course, yani, which will cover yani all of the reading texts from Medina Book 1. Again, the primary purpose is going to be to improve our comprehension, reading comprehension, listening skills, and dictation skills. Anyone who would like to join us in this reading text from Medina Book 1, please try to send me an email. Please try to send me an email and let me know, because in the next 2 weeks, inshallah, we'll be compiling a new email group specifically for the course that will be starting in 2 weeks. So that we don't bother people sending out emails to people who are not joining the course, we want everyone who wants to join the course to please send us an email. I'll be reminding you of that, so that over the next couple of weeks, we'll be compiling a new email group specifically for this reading comprehension course. Okay, the reading comprehension course will be the reading text from the beginning, and sometimes the middle of the lessons from Medina Book 1, which we will be concentrating on reading comprehension. And as well, yani, we'll also be doing grammatical analysis, but primarily reading comprehension, listening skills, and dictation skills. Jazakum Allah khair wa barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless all of us, myself and each one of you, yani, in the remainder of this day and in the days that follow, to be successful in doing those things that are pleasing to Him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in having a desire to do that which is pleasing to Him, and that He grant us the knowledge to enable to do those things correctly, sincere intention to do them exclusively for His sake alone, and that He recognize, record, and reward whatever we do of good for His sake alone, that He multiply our good deeds, that He expiate our shortcomings, and that He elevate our position, that He heal our sick, and protect and preserve our families and loved ones and all of the Muslims wherever they may be. Ameen.